Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to check the news once per day. While this is wise for productivity at any point, it is particularly important during times of widespread anxiety. I normally tape Before Breakfast episodes a few weeks ahead. That helps me cope with unexpected disruptions to life and expected events too, like my fifth child's arrival in late December. We certainly have had more than a few unexpected disruptions now, with my kids out of school for the next few weeks due to emergency measures to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But I decided to swap in a few last-minute episodes anyway, in order to address what everyone is thinking about. Like many of us, I spent many hours of the past week or so looking at headlines, trying to come to grips with what a global pandemic might mean. I also then realized at some point when I was looking at the New York Times homepage yet again, and my beautiful 3-month-old baby boy was giggling at his toys, that this was the wrong way to be spending my time. We are controlling what we can control in this household, continuing the kids' education at home, making sure we wash hands, avoiding crowds, and not making any rash financial moves. But if reading headlines doesn't do anything but produce anxiety, then there is no point spending more time on this than necessary. And so I have a new rule for myself. Check the news once per day. Back many years ago, this is about as often as we would have been able to get the news anyway, in a morning paper perhaps, or watching the evening news. I can remain an informed person by looking at what is going on in the world once. Other than that, I can help my children with their homeschooling, read books, play outside, and watch my baby learn new things every day. This is a much more productive use of time. Now, I will admit that this is not easy. Anxiety induces us to pick up the phone and see what the situation is and see if it has changed. But general mindfulness helps a lot. When I pick up the phone, I try to pause and ask why. If I am just about to check the news again, well, time to scroll through baby photos or read something on the Kindle app. Eventually, we will be on the other side of this. But I think checking news once a day remains a good rule. Indeed, I might suggest people try subscribing to a physical newspaper and building the day's news consumption into a morning ritual. Then you can spend the rest of the day focused on what you need to and not on things that won't change, whether you read about them 10 times a day or once. And maybe you could spend some of the freed up time looking at things that do remind you of what is still good in the world. Baby giggles and blooming flowers are doing that for me. And for those, I am grateful. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That Before Breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.